Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. And notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Wherever the sensation of the breathing is clearest, focus your attention there. Might be in the middle of the chest, the stomach, the throat. When you focus here, then ask yourself, is the breath comfortable? If it is, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what rhythm of breathing feels right for the body right now. Energizing if you're tired. Soothing if your nerves are frazzled. Relaxing if you're tense. We're trying to give the mind a good place to stay, because it has work to do, it has to do in the present moment. We've come to make merit today for Kumbhen Chong, who passed away 100 days ago. When you make merit, you want to make sure your merit is complete. There are three kinds. It's basically the merit of generosity, the merit of virtue, and the merit of meditation, developing good qualities in the mind. Your generosity we've already done. Virtue, we're observing the precepts, sitting here not breaking any precepts. What remains to be done is developing good qualities in the mind. Like right now we're trying to develop mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind. Alertness, the ability to know what you're doing while you're doing it. And ardency, the desire to do it well. The ardency there is the wisdom, knowing that you've got to figure out your mind. Because the mind has all kinds of notions, all kinds of desires, some of which are skillful, some of which are not. You have to sort through them. And to sort through them, you've got to get the mind as quiet as you can first, so you can see them. Because when a desire comes up, you have to figure out, is this skillful? And if it's not, you have to ask yourself, do I like it? Sometimes an unskillful desire comes up and it doesn't appeal to you and it goes away. You can watch it, be equanimous, and it goes away on its own. Other times, though, there's part of the mind that likes it. The part of the mind that likes greed, likes anger, likes jealousy, likes fear. That you've got to figure out. That requires that you get to really know your mind. And again, you've got to get the mind quiet to do that. But as you do this, you begin to clean these things out. The things that just arise and pass away, those are not the big problem. The big problem is when you actually like anger, or like greed, like lust. You've got to figure out what's the appeal. And that requires some digging down. But in doing this, you're not the only one who benefits. I mean, it's obvious when you're being generous, then other people benefit, and you benefit too. When you observe the precepts, you benefit, and other people benefit too. You don't harm them. When you meditate, the influence may not be so obvious, but it's there. The less greed, aversion, and delusion have power in your mind, the less you're going to go out and bother people around you. So even though you're sitting here by yourself watching your mind with your eyes closed, still it's not only good for you, but it's good for the people around you. Then you think of the people who passed away. And you want to dedicate the goodness to them, because as the Buddha said, the word acts of merit or acts of goodness, it's another word for happiness. You're happy in doing good things, and that's the kind of happiness you can share. The happiness of the world where you gain something, or you gain status, you gain wealth, you've been praised, you gain physical pleasures. Those kinds of things you can share only with a narrow range of people. A lot of times when you gain, other people have to lose. But with the goodness that comes from generosity, virtue, meditation, the happiness that comes from these things, that can spread around without limits. When you dedicate it to other people, they can see it's a limitless happiness. They're happy to receive it, happy to express their appreciation. That becomes their goodness. It's in this way that we can spread happiness around. As you look at the world right now, the problem of the world is everybody's looking for happiness in ways that create divisions. Some people gain, a lot of people are going to have to lose. That doesn't create peace in society. It makes society a really bad place to live. But if we look for our happiness in ways that the happiness spreads around, then it's good for everybody. And society becomes a much more human place to live. So when you're making merit, try to make your merit all around, complete. You want a happiness that's complete, well, you have to create the causes that are complete as well. So you practice generosity, you practice virtue, and you learn how to meditate every day. It's good for the mind. As I said, it's the goodness spreads around. It's a way you can create goodness on your own. You don't have to get it from anybody else. You get it from within yourself, and you can create as much as you want. The more you create, the more goodness there is in the world. So the desire to make a lot of merit, to do a lot of goodness, it's not criticizes greed. It's praised as being a person of initiative, realizing that the goodness of the world, if you just wait for things to come to you, it'll come sometimes. But if you're constantly creating it inside, then you can have a more reliable source. And then when you want to dedicate that to others, you can have a more reliable source to dedicate to them as well.